Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Being joined by the legendary Mark Berman on the HRMP guest line. Rockets win yesterday, beat the Warriors by 15, even the series. Drama, physical play, chippiness, all of that. And Mark Berman was annoyed by Draymond Green, at least according to your Twitter here, Mark. I'm just reading through it here. Draymond Green works very hard at being a jack. I can't say it. Steve Kerr would be mad at me. Rocket fans let him know what they think. Of course, he thrives on that crap. TNT highlighting Draymond Green being a jack. I see that's your go-to word there, Berman. And then Draymond Green with one of the worst all-time flops, and still Jalen Green still hit with a flagrant. How do you feel about Draymond Green, Mark?
Well, I mean, first of all, I respect him as a player. I don't respect him as a human being. Does anybody in Houston that cares about the Rockets respect, or anybody in America respect, except people in the Bay Area, respect the way he acts out there? I mean, my goodness. The guy's it's a fight looking for a place to happen. TNT, the guy said, one of the color analysts said, if there's not a fight in this series, it'll be the biggest upset of the playoffs. I mean, Draymond Green is a 100% jerk. Now that I'm not working, I can say and tweet whatever I want. And so there you go.
I mean, that's what Joel, I wanted.
Am I right? Joel, am I right?
No, Berman, I love it. I mean, we were guarded the first time. Let's just go unhinged. I love it.
Well, I mean, that's a fact. I mean, Draymond Green makes $25 million a year to be unhinged. I can be unhinged and make nothing.
But, Scoop, you've been through enough of this with the Pat Beverly when you were on the side of it, or the Barkley when they finally got him and everybody hated him till they got him and then they loved him. The fact of the matter is Steve Kerr in the postgame show, unsolicited, bringing up, we were just talking about it and then complaining about it, is like, and then saying he's going to ride with Draymond for the rest of his career and always be there for him. It basically says what we've always said, which is, there's not a team in the league that's sending you a Christmas card, but your fans are going to send you more than you'll ever need because they love it. Your coach does the same thing, but then don't bitch about it.
Well, that's exactly, you know, my daughter, who's a Rockets, Houston sports fanatic, was complaining that Steve Kerr was defending Draymond Green. I said, what do you expect him to do? He's going to ride with him. Are you kidding me? I mean, my goodness. All the stuff that Chuck did all those years,
yep.
We didn't like it when he was wearing another uniform, although I got a big kick out of him when the Rockets were playing the Phoenix Suns. He was fun to cover. But once he comes on your side, you're all over it, you know? I mean, but listen, you watch Draymond. Come on. The guy tries to create a fight like every other play. And he's pushing guys and elbowing them and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And he gets away with a lot of it. He gets caught a lot, too. But you know what's crazy? Joel, tell me, you got Jeremy, y'all tell me if I'm wrong. In 10 years, is he going to be in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame? Probably so, right?
Yeah, I cringe at that because I just don't like it, but you're right. I mean, we've had the conversation. I personally think he will get in. I just don't really care for it.
Well, yeah, so he's got four rings. Now, I think Robert Horry probably should be in. He's got seven. Rudy's campaigned for him for years. Does Robert Horry belong in the Hall of Fame?
I have said no, and I will stay with my opinion that I said
a
guy that averages 9 points a night does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame just because he was on the right play in the right place at the right time.
Well, it's a fair statement because would the Rockets and the Lakers and the Spurs have won those championships without him? The answer is probably yes. Would the Warriors have won their championships with just the splash guys not having him? What do you think about that? The answer might be no.
You're right, it might be.
Berman, why are you conducting this interview? What, you're
My
the
bad.
Guest. We asked the questions here, Berman. I see what you're doing here. You tried to flip it on us. Well done. You had it going for a little while, but I'm going to turn the tables right back on you. What do you make of Steve Kerr saying, "Think of Draymond's kids," about the FU chant?
That was embarrassing. It reminds me of, I don't want to use the pitcher's name, but it reminds me of this Astros pitcher who left here, went to another team, and then when he left that team after 1 year to make a whole lot more money, he said, "I'm going there because of the school system for my kids." That was laughable. Yes, he's got kids. Give me a break. I mean, that was pitiful.
You're not on the air anymore. You can air it out. You can, I mean, unhinged. Throw the name out.
Nah. Steve's got to be, because I might be misremembering it quite a little bit. My memory's not great. Steve Kerr's got to be bigger than that. He's got to come up with a better excuse to defend his player than talk about his kids. I thought Rockets fans were fantastic last night with what they were chanting. We can't say it on the radio, obviously.
We just wouldn't invite you back.
That's true. But I got a big kick out of it. You know, but I'm just sitting there tweeting for fun. And I'm watching Draymond be a jack blank.
You can say that.
No, you can say that. You're good. You're all right. You're good with that one.
I thought y'all couldn't say that. So
no, you can say that one now. It's 2025.
I wanted to call him a schmuck, but I decided not to use that word. So I used what I used. But you know, but fans got a big kick out of it. You know, so that's what it's all about.
Hey, Mark. Look, from a Rockets perspective, though, looking back at it, is it better that it happened early in the series? Because you can talk about it, you can be about it, you can say we're ready for it, we know what to expect from it, but the fact that until you go through it yet again and realize he is going to continue to do this, and he does it as frequently as you talked about, is it almost a blessing that it happened early in the series so now it gets easier and easier to deal with and tolerate?
I suppose so, but it just depends on how the refs call it. Let me ask you guys, just flip the tables back. Do they win last night? Do they win last night if Jimmy Butler doesn't go out?
I still think that they do. I still think that they split. But I thought that they would split before the series started. I actually thought they were going to lose game two. But you know, I threw it out to Jeremy. If they lost game one, is there a chance he comes back last night? Because I think there is.
You said if the Rockets lost game one?
If the Warriors had lost game one, I think the sense of urgency might have pushed the buttons to see if he could come back last night because they didn't want to go down 0-2.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. It looked to me like the defense on Steph Curry last night was pretty good.
Yeah.
Looked like he wasn't getting the looks that he normally gets. But anyway, I think the Rockets played well. They had to win, right? It's as close to a must-win as it gets. But it's going to be tough out there on the West Coast.
Hey, Mark, Blankers and I, sometimes we disagree on things. Very, very, very seldomly. We use 99.9%
of the time. Who disagrees?
Blanker, Joel and I. I call them Blankers because we have that kind of bond. Whenever we fight, could you be our mediator?
Sure, but I'm not pro bono.
Oh. Well, it's pro no-no then.
Right. I'm tired of working for free.
You enjoyed this. You're asking questions to us. You're just hanging out with the boys. This is probably more sports talk you've had in months.
That's true. I'm sitting outside of Home Depot about to go some errands for my wife.
Okay. We'll let you go. What are you building?
Get those honeydews done.
Do it yourself or what?
Sure. Are you kidding me? My wife's the handy person. I can't do anything. I'm just going in there to check on some stuff.
You're just the errand boy. You get what you need.
That's exactly right. That's what you do when you're retired.
That's a good husband, though, Mark. Thank you for hopping on, and thank you for getting your wife what she needs at Home Depot. I hope everything goes well with the do-it-yourself that you got going.
Why didn't we discuss the Astro Sweep of Toronto?
What do you want to say about it?
I think it was pretty good.
Well, that's why we didn't ask you, because that's all you got.
Yeah, that's the kind of detail that we didn't need.
Yeah, we got 3 hours here, Berman. We can eat a little bit more than that.
You need me to be more edgy, right?
yeah. Like, you know, what you had to say about Draymond. That was perfect.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right, Mark.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
See you, bye.
Oh, Mark's the best.
He is.
I love Mark.
He always decides, see you, bye.
He's trying to get a check. He's trying to get us to pay him.
He's working around McLean too much.
He hasn't seen our books. All right, 713. Real quick here, Texans made a trade. Now, it's not impactful. Texans trade a 2025 fifth, 166 overall, a 2027 fifth to the Browns, and they get a 2025 6, which is pick 179, another 6 this year, which is pick 216, and a future 7th. Actually, it's this year's 7th. So the Texans have added 3 picks today. They gave up 1, so they're plus 2, and they gave up a 7. So they gave up pick 166, a future 5th. They acquired pick 179, pick 216, pick 255, 2-6, and a 7th. So why does Nick do that? I think so he can just say he made a trade. He must get like he must have a trade bonus. You know how some of these coaches they get like bonuses for like if they win 10 games it triggers a 25K bonus. They get to the playoffs, 25K bonus. I think Nick Caserio has a 1K per trade bonus in his contract.
This is like when you speak it to reality, cuz Daryl Morey, everybody used to say he had to make a move. And then Daryl would get hyper-focused and motivated that he had to make a move every year, too. It's like some guys were just driven by, I'm not saying Casario's like that, but it's like, this to me is a nothing burger. I was like, okay, great. I was expecting a lot more when I heard Texans made a trade, but
yeah,
all right.
Well, I mean, maybe it's to get more picks to try to do something else. I mean, Casario's always playing chess, not checkers, you know. Maybe this is moving the pawn to create some room for the bishop. We'll see. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to the second storyline from yesterday's game. Jalen Green and the near 40 burger he had against the Warriors. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.